This is a HeadGum Original.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What's the worst piece of clothing that you've owned?
Definitely the smoking jacket that I've worn on a couple podcasts. Danny, I used to smoke pipe tobacco in high school.
In high school, what? Sir? You definitely had to have worn cardigans if you were rocking.
In high school, sir? His watch collection.
Hard bottom shoes and stuff.
Look, I wanted to smoke something. I didn't want to inhale and fuck up my lungs.
So you smoked something legally, but very complicated.
That's like you basically smoked a Rubik's Cube.
Right.
And so it continues.
Chorus was sooner.
Are you skipping ahead? Just let the song play or end it. Don't skip around.
Jake Hurwitz.
Like I'm interrupting. Jake.
No, I was trying to do a April and Ferris type remix of Dropped by Phantom Planet, but instead of Dropped, watch out, it's Jake Hurwitz.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Really didn't come across.
Got it. I thought I was being scolded for talking
Welcome
over
Welcome to another
song.
Edition no flaws, of the HeadGum
No applause deserved.
Podcast.
Not necessary, not earned.
Have you guys heard the good old Grateful Dead cast?
No.
Of course not.
Is that
All
a real
right.
show?
Well, that's a real podcast. It's basically track by track stories, analysis of the catalog of America's greatest rock band, the Grateful Dead.
You're a deadhead, so and it's such a weird thing to know about you, that you're a deadhead.
It really is.
Also,
I don't understand why. I can't name a single Grateful Dead song, I don't think.
Same.
Holy shit.
The All Riding right, on the Train, High this on is, Cocaine one.
There's one, Casey Jones, exactly right. Truckin', everybody knows Truckin'. Touch of Grey, you might know Touch of Grey. You don't know Truckin'.
I don't know any of the stuff you're saying.
Right?
No. Also, that was you pulled that up too fast.
It's
you like
one
didn't
word.
Even type. Never heard the song in my life.
That's good.
Yes, you've heard this song.
No.
Tons of cash spend on lots of wine that I'll never.
Never heard
wine.
That.
You haven't heard this
Bizarre.
Song?
No. Never heard it.
That sounds like a fucking children's show.
Oh, that song? Okay, yeah.
Right?
I know the song.
Tons of cash on wine. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead.
That's fine.
I would have never guessed it was a Grateful Dead song.
Okay, so Andy Cohen's a deadhead because he's close friends with Mayer, John Mayer,
That's
actually.
That's an
and,
insane
what's
fact.
That?
That's an insane
you
fact.
You know that?
No.
You of all people, I feel like, would know that. So Andy Cohen, obviously, is also close with Fallon, Jimmy Fallon, actually. And he did a segment on The Tonight Show where he was like, he got Jimmy into the Dead. Over the course of 4 weeks, and every week he would give Jimmy two songs to listen to, and then they would discuss whether or not he liked it or not.
And did
Let's
he like
do
it?
Do that?
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't. I have too much stuff going on in my brain
to try and learn
the discography of the Grateful Dead.
I'll do one song a month. Let's do
song a month.
One song a month. That's what I would be willing to dedicate.
And let's start with the I Will Get By song.
No, because that's not their best song. It's just their most ubiquitous song.
Could I just do Fish instead? I already like Farmhouse.
Yeah, that would
that's
be fun.
You're
going to
dive into
track.
Fish?
Yeah,
Fish wouldn't
I could
exist
get down
without
with fish.
The Grateful
Quiet.
Fish.
That would be
Quiet.
Really cool. I do know some fish heads. I feel like I could learn some stuff from them, pass it on to you. next time we're in Madison Square Garden partying it up.
Awesome. I'd be willing to do up to like 10 songs a week if you want to share that with me, Marika, just so we can get through the entire
10
Fish
songs, that's
faster.
Like 30 plus minutes. It's Fish, which is a jam band, so it's probably like 40 minutes.
Yeah,
a
we
week.
Should do live tracks, I was going to say. We should do live.
I don't think so. All right, I truly believe the Grateful Dead has made some of the best music of all time.
So loud. All by sure. The
it is Friday, February 12th. Not only is Valentine's Day this weekend, guys, but
wow,
President's Day. President's Day is actually on Monday, so long weekend to be sure. But also, it's time to honor 45.
Okay, and in what fashion? Like, it's time to honor 45. Well, he's been president for like less than a month, I think. I think it's time to honor.
No, that's 46.
Oh, wow. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Now I see where we're going. And I'm still out.
On Monday, I'm going to... I'm going to insult journalists. I'm going to lie the whole day. I'm going to gaslight people. I'm going to give everybody a nickname, starting with you guys. Marika, you're Lion Marika.
Okay.
Not even
Jake,
original.
You're low energy Hurwitz.
That's not original either.
Pyle, we should say Pyle is going to join. He's in a meeting that's running 26 minutes late. He's going to be late Andrew.
So that's the only original one. I thought he could have been like Crooked Andrew or something, but you thought about that one.
Crooked and Danny Sellers actually sounds kind of nice. There's a ring there, and he was a ring bearer at his, I believe, brother's wedding a couple years ago. Let's really get into it. How are you guys doing?
I've had a day full of blunders, so I'm in a bit of a mood.
Okay.
I would be curious to hear about the blunders, because I've been feeling a bit of a klutz myself lately.
Let's do this. Let's do, it's a whole new segment. Marika's, instead of Marika's druthers, it's Marika's blunders.
So loud.
Welcome to Marika's Blunders. Right? No, this is way longer than I thought I was going to go.
I can't even hear you. It was
so
loud.
So fucking loud. You are a blunder.
I said introducing Marika's blunders.
Okay. What are they, Marika?
So I started the day. I woke up really early because I intended to go to the dentist to pick up a retainer. Been to the dentist too many times this year.
Yeah.
But I looked outside and there was ice on the ground and I was like, I'm not biking to the dentist. So I had to call my dentist. She, of course, picked up. It wasn't the administrative assistant. So I felt extra bad canceling the appointment. So I'd say that was my first kind of blunder, just like annoying thing to deal with of the day. I just around noon was doing a really boring task of inputting data into an invoicing client, and I messed up or I realized I did it in a bad way and had to redo the entire thing. So that took a solid hour out of my day and really bummed me out.
Brutal.
Of course.
And then I didn't eat lunch until 3 p.m. and I was like, I barely want to cook, so I decided to try and make a like eggplant garlicky soy sauce dish, and I cooked an entire eggplant, and now it's just sitting in a bowl on my kitchen table because I don't want to eat it anymore.
Why don't you want to eat it anymore?
Because it tasted bad.
What was that sound effect?
Sorry, I hit the wrong one. There it is.
It didn't need a laugh track for sure.
Wasn't worth the effort, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry about this one. What else? Are those the two things?
Or? Yeah, it was those two things. There was like another spreadsheet. Whoa, I had to deal with a lot of spreadsheet stuff today. And my brain just couldn't handle it. And then I just have a bunch of eggplant that I don't want to eat. So that's how my day's going.
Can you tell me why you don't want to eat the eggplant anymore? You made the soy. You made the plant. What is the reason
you made the
that
soy.
It's sitting in the bowl? You made the soy.
Yeah, I did it very haphazardly and quickly and without really using any specific recipe. I guess like one, I think the eggplant was like on its way out. Like it was a little wrinkly. It wasn't at its peak. Mm.
Right.
So that might have made it taste a little weird. Also, the sauce that I made was too salty. I would say maybe I didn't cook the eggplant enough. I think it would be fine if I had made rice, but I didn't make any rice. So it's truly just a bowl of soggy, soy saucy eggplant.
That's got it. The rice is there to soak the soy. You have to have the soy-based rice. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I didn't have time. So I'll eat it later. It'll be fine.
Maybe you can make rice later. But there's time in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I'll have it for dinner. Thanks, guys. You really helped out. Feel confident in moving forward with my evening now.
Jeff is searching feverishly for some kind of reaction that'll make you feel
damn,
bad.
Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
Perfect.
I don't understand. Like, you make me talk about my day and I'm open and honest and you don't say a single word in response. Jake has to carry the entire conversation that you made me start, and then you're just searching for reactions that are vines of phrases that don't relate at all.
It's not even just the nonverbal reaction that he gives, because he has this like really intent.
Yes.
It's a look. He's like leaning into the fucking camera on his computer.
But he's not looking at you.
You see his eyes darting. He's not looking. He gets a sneer in his lips, a snarl across his face.
Yeah.
And then a little too late. Too little too late, I would say. There it is. Every time.
No, it's interesting. Nice. I just feel like I'm not going to do it any justice.
Do what justice?
This has been.
It's so loud.
What is this? Rika's blunders.
Did I mention that was the Soviet Union's national anthem? I'm so sorry.
Where's Kyle?
Where is
Kyle?
It's 4:30 p.m. We were supposed to start at 4. Kyle slacked me in response to me sending the Zoom link. I'm on a call. It might go a little long. And then I said, fair. And he said, not really. And then I said, what about 4:10? And he said, yeah. And then at 4:10, he sent a bunch of emojis. And then I said at 4:15, we're going to start, join when you can, and it's now 4:35.
And Marika just slacked, Pyle, save us.
It's harder when there's only two other people on. Because
it shouldn't
then I'm
be, right? Because it's like, 33%
of the show, which is just so much for
you're
me.
You're already that amount with four people on.
Fair, true, true. Let's get deep, though. We never get deep on this show. Last week, I think Ferris was vulnerable. And
really?
I rewarded it. What's that?
I'm just reacting to what you say. You jump down my throat when I'm like, yes, anding you. Do you know what I mean? You say Ferris
no,
got vulnerable.
No, I'm not
vulnerable,
trying to jump
and I say,
down
really?
Your throat. I'm
I didn't say anything that time. I didn't say anything that time. You almost said, what's that? You just looked at me like expectantly. And I was letting you talk. I was letting you finish, even though...
Daddy,
I think
chill.
What you're saying. I am chill. Don't
what
play.
What are you doing?
No, like, what's really going on in the life and times of Jake?
You have been so combative towards me in the last 30 seconds, yelling at me, playing reactions when I'm trying to speak, and then you say, "Let's get deep." I really want it. Like, do you think that that's like, as an interviewer, is that a way to get a guest to open up and be
well, it's
vulnerable.
Disarming. I mean, did you ever see Chelsea lately?
Not lately. Sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry. He's nagging you, I guess.
No, but have either of you guys seen Chelsea lately? Ever? Or lately?
Not lately.
Have you ever seen Chelsea lately in Chelsea lately? So
no.
You're like in the meatpacking district and like you recently saw
right.
Chelsea
I know where
lately.
Chelsea is. It's not the meatpacking district.
It's too different.
This is
two different parts of New York. Have you ever been to the Lower East Side? All right, you're in the West Village.
She was an interesting late night host in that she sort of disarmed her guests. Open flirting, you know, sexuality in a way, as a way to sort of break down, if not barriers, then people's guards. So that's what I try to do with the show. I think I'm a good interviewer. I think I'm a good interview because I'm good on a first date. Let's just act like we're all on a first date. It's like a thruple. We're all single and ready to thringle. So what do you do for a living, Jake?
I'm your boss.
Just like, why would we be answering these questions? We've known each other for almost 5 years.
I'm trying to ease into it. If you want to get serious, we can get serious.
We never wanted to.
Jake, what was the last, if not emotionally taxing argument, fight that put a strain on your marriage? Let's start there.
Oh my God. That's such an invasive question. I mean, my God. Are you smoking a pipe?
Don't take out a pipe.
Where do you work? Was too surface level. What was the last argument you had with your wife? It's too personal. Let's try and strike a perfect balance.
There's
what's a new sexual fetish you've developed in the last calendar year?
I think that's, in a way, that's more invasive.
You've been on Girls on Porn. How is it weird that I asked that? This is still a HeadGum podcast.
That was the premise of the show. You go on to talk about porn.
What are you leaning on, Jeff? You're in a closet
this
smoking a pipe.
Is as much an emotional crutch as it is a clothing rack.
An actual crutch?
Yeah. All right, we're not going to talk about marriage issues. We're not going to talk about fucking kinks. God, what does that leave us
with?
What
was your last fetish that you came up with over the course of the pandemic?
Kind of.
How does it feel to be put on the spot? Let's hear your answer. I actually want to know.
I almost said it,
I really want to know.
I just don't want to make you guys.
I know. You, kind of, the fact that we're going to be sincere.
It's kind of more of like a...
I do want to know.
It's
now
more
I
of
really
like
need
a,
to know.
It's a very small thing. It's a very small thing. Marika, you can cover.
Oh,
your
giantess porn. Yeah,
your...
totally. Shrinking. I know it. I love it. That's
no,
awesome.
No, no.
That's my thing too.
What
fuck
is
yeah.
That?
A fellow shrunk brother.
I didn't
I love
say
it. Who's your favorite
that.
Giantess? Yeah.
Pulling underwear to the side, and that's it. That's kind of the kink within a kink in a way. So it's like she keeps her thong on and I've got my dong.
Oh my God.
Johnson.
Pile enters.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Oh. This is the one that we needed Pile for. Fine. Welcome to Humble or Bumble. This week, Bumble, the dating app, went public. And it's trading at, let's get a live thing here, live stock option price.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I just haven't had sex since like May.
Yeah.
$75. $75, and I don't know how many shares they have total, but basically the takeaway is CEO Whitney Wolf Herd, she's a billionaire. She really is. She's actually the youngest self-made billionaire. Kylie Jenner doesn't count because she wasn't self-made. What's that?
I grunted in agreement. I grunted in agreement. If you want, I will be utterly silent for the remainder, so you never have to ask.
Please don't.
Whitney Wolf Herd was in a seminar, for lack of a better term, that I attended over Zoom nary 8 months ago, Jake. It was Gloria Steinem, Wolf Herd, and me, and a couple other USC grads and students. And she was humble. She really was. She was down to earth. She obviously knew that most people had shown up to the TED Talk, really, for Steinem. But so she chimed in when needed, but she really gave Gloria the floor. And for that, I was floored. But the question remains, how does one stay humble, even if you're the billionaire CEO of Bumble? So that's what we're going to get into this segment. I'm going to shout out some scenarios of things that happen to you.
Is there time left in the segment? I feel like the intro to the segment ate up all of the necessary airtime that we'd need.
Just about a Zoom call.
Well,
that
then
you
we can't
on.
Move on to the next one until Pyle fucking shows up because it's literally based on him. So anyway, Humble or Bumble, I'm gonna shout out scenarios that could go to your head potentially and you guys tell me how you would deal with it to stay down to earth and grounded. First one, a tweet of yours goes viral, like Caleb Heron style.
How would I stay humble if a tweet of mine went viral?
Or a Parler.
What does a tweet have to get to be viral?
Let's say what do you consider 100,000 likes, 40,000 retweets. Mm. Wow. 10,000 retweets.
Wow.
Jake, you don't tweet anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I'm all off the juice. I think that I just, it took too long. I haven't tweeted in such a long time that now if I come back, it has to be big.
And yeah, but like now now you have a ton of time, you know? But yeah. Maybe you don't want to fill it with that. Anyway, tweet of years ago was viral. How do you stay humble? Even if
I don't stay humble.
I would guess my tweet that went viral is the one from my drafts. Do you think Ross from Friends ever gets Schwimmer's ear? And I think I would slide into David Schwimmer's DMs and kind of ask his advice. Like, how did you, as Ross,
not get Schwimmer's ear?
Yeah, how did you avoid getting Schwimmer's ear?
So the way you would stay humble is sliding into Ross's DMs and asking
David Schwimmer's
if
DMs.
David Schwimmer ever got Schwimmer's ear.
Well, that's the tweet.
Just
that
having
went viral.
Water in your ear.
I wonder if he has Twitter. Let's see.
Marika, you said that you just would let it go to your
head. Yeah, I definitely let it go to my head. I feel like ultimately, if a tweet of mine goes viral, it doesn't matter because what it's about is getting the followers. And I know that if it's just a one-off viral tweet, I'm not going to get the followers from that. So it's kind of like...
Interesting. So Marika would just let it go to her head. Jake doesn't have Twitter, but if he did, would tweet that one tweet, is sure it would go viral, and then just ask David Schwimmer. Use the fame.
To parlay that into a relationship with Schwim himself.
So both of
Schwim
you guys...
Self.
Very
David Schwim self. Sorry.
Answers.
Let me finish. David Schwim self. The man Schwim self. Do you understand?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to get it clean because you were talking over me a little bit when I first said it. I feel like it deserves the bomb drop, not the polite laugh. Thank you. Thank you.
Damn, Daniel.
All right. Next one. Next scenario. You make a fortune off of Dogecoin.
I would stay humble because I'd go off the grid. I would not talk about it. I would be about it. I would get a yacht. I would throw my phone into the ocean and I would never look back. That's what I would do.
How do you liquidate if you throw your phone into the ocean? Like, how do you sell to get the cash for the yacht?
I would have an assistant who had a phone with my accounts. I'd have a money manager. Okay?
Okay.
I'd have a personal assistant and an executive assistant. I don't touch the technology anymore. I'm sitting
You'd
in a jacuzzi.
You'd have a second assistant? You don't even have a job at that point. You're living off of crypto money.
Okay. But me and Schwimmer are in Turks and Caicos on my fucking pontoon.
And he has Schwimmer's ear.
Yeah.
Finding out for yourself if
he could
has
get Schwimmer's ear if he doesn't have a bathing cap. But I think he will have a bathing cap because David knows how to avoid Schwimmer's ear and other pitfalls. Okay, so don't you worry about us.
It's not
We're gonna
hard
be fine.
To avoid Schwimmer's ear.
Not when you're in St. Kitts on a fucking catamaran. Yeah, it is a little hard to avoid Schwimmer's
the
ear.
The boat keeps changing. You said it was a pontoon, you said it was a yacht, and now it's a fucking catamaran.
Could be a canoe for all I care. As long as I'm in Nevis.
Marika,
with
you're
Schwimmer.
Rich off
all
Doge.
Right.
What do you do to stay grounded?
I barely understand cryptocurrency.
Okay, in this scenario, you know what it is and you got rich off of it.
Can I use that to buy things? Is that the kind?
You kind of have to cash out in a way.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I think I would stay humble because I would want to try and redistribute that wealth, but I don't really understand how to do that with Bitcoin, so or Dogecoin or whatever this is. So I'd try to give it to people, and I guess in that way I'd stay
That's
humble.
Good. That's really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one, again, kind of banked on Pyle being here. All right, you start dating someone really attractive, and everyone's sort of giving you daps, like, oh, like... Man, they're really hot. Like, you're good for you. They are good for you. So not only are they attractive, but like people like hang out with them and they're like good on you, basically.
Cool.
I'd be concerned.
How do you stay humble?
I feel the way that you described it, I think of they're saying that you're not good enough for them. So I think I'd be a little self-conscious, right?
Okay.
That might lead to some resentment if people are keep saying that to me, so it feels like an unhealthy situation. But if, I mean, for the first, like, few months or whatever, I'd be pretty stoked. I would definitely let it go to my head.
Yeah. I feel like
that's good. Jake?
I feel like the applause after the explosion. People coming up to me and Schwimmer in the Caribbean being like, how did you land Schwimmer? I would be like, I was actually viral in a tweet. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
I would stay humble.
That makes perfect sense. And I think you should.
These aren't compounding scenarios. They're not all happening
but for
in
him,
sequence.
For him, they are and they should, because I think that's a natural progression.
This is it's a linear chain of events. There is a narrative here. I had a tweet that went viral. I invested that influencer marketing money into Dogecoin. Me and Schwimmer, we're off on a trawler in the fucking Gulf of Mexico, and now we're hooking up. And I think that's pretty damn neat. And I'm sorry if I do have a big head about it, because I think it's cool too.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
That soundbite is so, like,
it's
I don't
lo-fi.
Like the way it sounds in my
head. Yeah, it's very lo-fi.
It's very great.
All right, you buy a whole new outfit and stunt on him.
His and his matching banana hammocks, me and Schwimmer diving off.
You're Turks and Caicos and eating cake off each other's O's. So it's a cake pop with a stick kind of penetrating each other's rear ends.
Easy.
And then you kind of go and eat ass and eat the cake pop. On a hammock with bananas printed on it in banana hammocks with David Schwimmer. You both have Schwimmer's ear. I'm trying to compound all of this.
And you better believe we're not just pulling the bathing suit down. You're moving it to the side. Because nothing's hotter than that. I'm actually upset because I kind of think that's sexy too. And I'll never be able to see it again in porn without thinking of you. Damn it.
I'm so sorry. I mean, that was this. Yeah.
We have to play the pile game without pile, right?
Yeah.
We just have to do pile segment.
We'll have to do it. Let's just finish this one out then. You build the Vimeo player, then subsequently build a revolutionary podcast ad sales platform that helps launch the company's value tenfold and secure Series C funding from Union Square Ventures. How do you stay humble?
I think you have to have other shit go wrong in your life, as if I'm speaking for Pyle. You have to have your pipes freeze at your place upstate.
Yeah, that was my first thought also.
Your dog has to have a stomach issue. Mm-hmm. You just have to
Your son
see
has that. To show early signs of being a dork.
Fuck off with that. Ollie's cooler than you are.
The guy's what, 14 months and he has nothing to show for it?
It's rude of you.
He has a really dope head.
How is
onesie.
That rude? On paper, he doesn't even have a resume.
Do you?
I got fired from carpool karaoke. Marika, how does Pyle stay humble? And then we have one more rapid fire. Just make it
My thought was also the pipes freezing. So I think, yeah.
What about this? You win an election, but it's stolen from you. Hashtag stop the steal.
45. Defending 45, huh? President's Day.
This has been Humble or Bumble. Humble or Bumble.
Oh, no.
Welcome to A Pile On at Marika Alon. This is a segment called A Pile On Marika Alon. This was submitted by Discord user Koi Cowboy. And the idea, Pile, was that he was going to read Marika's tweets, and then we were going to sort of pile on. So, Jake, I sent them to you instead of pile. And you'll read them out loud and describe them, and then we'll sort of wax.
Okay.
I initially thought that the whole point of this was making fun of my tweets, so I guess I'm kind of glad it could be positive.
Yeah, but I wanted to open it up to piling on any kind of feedback, positive or negative, but let's just see how it goes.
I mean, so far, good tweets. You know, this one is a screenshot of a trending topic, entertainment, Malcolm in the Middle. Marika posts, "I absolutely love to see it," which I think is good. It's subtle because the saying is, "You absolutely love to see it," but it's really internalizing it, making it personal. This is mm-hmm. Marika's druthers at its finest.
It really is.
I think this was one of Marika's worst tweets, and I want to explain why.
Yeah, please do.
Wow. Yeah. You have more
the other one's funny.
You have more to give. Yeah, and that's exactly right, Jake.
Oh, I thought
I think that there's like, what's the target audience? What's like people who watched Malcolm in the Middle? Are you making fun of Malcolm in the Middle? Like the premise wasn't clear, and for that, mm-hmm. I think you should steer clear of Twitter for a week.
I mean, to be quite honest, this was a rapid fire tweet. Early morning, just watched WandaVision episode 6. Saw Malcolm in the Middle trending. I love Malcolm in the Middle. And I was like, so great for me. I can't tweet out spoilers. So it was the next best thing.
My God. Okay. Smoking Elmo Alex Moffat is the hottest thing I've seen all week, with two just really funny photos of Alex Moffat smoking in an Elmo costume with the Elmo head off. And then 2 months later, Marika posts again. She posts, "It's happening again," with two screenshots of Alex Moffat dancing in a top hat and Kane, I think, in a Giants uniform.
I'll give this one 4 out of 5 druthers.
Wow.
I think it's funny.
The photos of Alex Moffat are so funny. Like, did you search for the best ones, or did you just kind of like pull these at random?
I was watching SNL. I think the first one was maybe the last time John Mulaney hosted, and they were doing a musical number, and it was a bunch of like people in Times Square, and I just saw him in that costume, and I was like, "Why? What is happening?" And then this last episode was the other ones that just made me laugh. It felt like the same vibe.
And we should say that if people want to kind of watch along and look at these tweets for themselves, they can follow Marika at Marika Alon, MarikaElon.
Mm-hmm. So wait, can I ask, are these tweets in earnest? They're earnest tweets.
Yes.
That really makes them funnier, because he's like, I don't think he's hot, but he's not hot. And it's
Alex
funny
Moffitt's
that you think he's hot in the Elmo costume.
He's definitely one of the hottest people in the current SNL cast, in my humble
opinion.
We
finally got the delayed answer to Marika's kink that she developed over COVID.
Is Moffat.
No.
Moffat in costume.
All right, next week.
Marika writes on February 1st, "Am I depressed or have I just not had Trader Joe's cookies in a year?"
You can absolutely get those.
Not easily for me. I'm not near Trader Joe's, and I'm not going to like bike to go inside of one. So I've been without for
a year.
My
favorite part of this tweet is actually the thread where somebody named Victoria responds that she now knows to what to get you for your belated birthday baked good.
Yeah.
And you write back, "Honestly, I can provide a list."
Well, now I know like a small gift that I can get for you for your birthday.
No, not small. Not small. I have a list of the cookies that I want. I have many druthers. Porco Bebop actually responds to you too. Porco writes, "I'll ship you some from California." Did they ever do that?
No. But I think Victoria is actually going to get me some cookies, which is nice of her.
Oh yeah, this was only like 10 days ago. So yeah, you should be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Next week.
Thank you.
Oh, is this called subtweeting yourself, retweeting yourself? Is that what it is? I don't know how Twitter works.
Yeah.
Quote tweeting.
Quote tweeting.
Oh,
yeah.
Quote tweet. All right. Marika quote tweets herself from October 21st, 2020. She writes, well, this hasn't aged well. And the tweet that she, quote, tweeted was, Army hasn't DM'd me back.
I can explain.
Please.
There was the movie Rebecca came out, I guess, that day on Netflix. And Army Hammer posted an Instagram that was like, if you take a photo of yourself wearing a tracksuit and watching Rebecca, I'll DM you. And I was like, this is too weird and funny to not take up. And I have a tracksuit. So I did it. He did not respond.
Never?
Never responded. Which is
dodged
definitely
an
for the best.
Bullet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So obviously I had to get in front of, if anyone came for me, tried to cancel me, I had to get ahead of that and say, like, this wasn't good because it's a bad situation.
Respect.
Interesting.
Here's Pyle.
What did I miss?
Are you recording?
I couldn't figure out how to record on my computer, so I'm recording a voice memo. Will that work?
We were just at a crossroads deciding whether or not to really do a deep dive on Army Hammer's behavior. What's
Happy
the
to be
most
here.
Recent sexual fetish you've developed in the past calendar year?
By the way, we all answered. We all answered.
I'm sure.
Quickly
you did.
And honestly.
Mine's yanking panties to the side.
Whoa.
So just so you know, Jeff actually did answer.
Marika's is fucking Alex Moffat in a Elmo costume.
No.
That's awesome.
And mine was eating David Schwimmer's ass. Or having him eat mine.
There's no way I'm going to get up to speed to you guys' energy level right now from cold, from coming
we've
where
been
I
through
just
so
came from.
Much.
This, we're in the middle of a segment that had to do with you. It's called A Pile. Sorry, hang on. It's called A Pile on Marika Elon.
Okay.
Jake, there's only one tweet left, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, Pyle, I'm texting you this tweet. Just read it out loud, and then we're going to pile on Marika either positively or negatively.
Am I reading it out loud, or am I just reading it to myself?
Out loud, yeah, and describing it.
Okay, this is from Marika Brownlee. Marika Elon, November 20th, 2020. Why can't I sleep? Well, I am simply thinking about the cover of Careless Whisper that Alex Gazkarth, Juliet Sims, and 303 put out in 2008.
So the tweet was sent at 1:19 a.m., which makes me like it. If this was
Thank
a
you.
Mid-afternoon tweet, that's
yeah.
like... All of Marika's tweets have been honest. That's the theme. I don't think she lies. Not like Blumenfeld
comedy
on
and
Twitter.
Truth.
Not like Jeff on Twitter. Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking about this cover that's haunted me for the last 10 years. It's a cover of Careless Whisper, and then at the end of it, 303 raps for some reason.
Oh.
that's it. Do you think there would be more to say about this one, Jeff?
Well, the point of the segment is to pile on to Marika Elon. So,
I'm supposed to be angry about this?
Yeah, I think it's nice that it's honest, I guess.
The segment, the idea of all of us ridiculing Marika or something, I think that's, I'm ready to pile on you for the idea.
Boy Cowboy made it from the Discord.
I think it was mean-spirited, and I think you're a bad guy. Anyone else agree?
I didn't write it. Marika sent this to me, said, hey, should we do this today?
I didn't even say that. I just said I remembered this comment.
Okay, how else am I supposed to take it that at 3:20, 40 minutes before we start recording, Marika sends me this saying, I just remembered this comment, LOL. And then I said, ha ha ha, shall we? And then she said, do you think it would be funny?
The exact question we were all now posing.
This is beyond fucked. This episode had so much potential. Whoever Pyle was just meeting with fucking ruined it. Not having three people to kind of
sorry.
Combat this bullshit that I bring. No, it's not your fault.
It's not
I mean,
your
I'm just
fault.
Saying,
absolutely my fault.
No, it's really not.
I can't wait for you to hear the rest of this episode. Here's how you can right the wrong. Pyle, can you just say, I'm Andrew Pyle, and I think we need to stop the steal.
Absolutely not. No way.
Just all you have to say is those words. It doesn't mean anything out of context.
It's going to be put in the cold open. And
just say, hi, I'm Andrew Pyle, and I think.
What?
Just that.
Fine. You know what? I'll walk into this one for you.
All right.
Hi, I'm Andrew Pyle, and I think
we need to stop the steal.
You're just gonna. That was hardly even clever.
Plugs, Jake. What are you working on? Anything you want to point people to?
Wait, I really missed the entire show.
It's 55 minutes in at this point. Just come on another time.
All right, I'll come on next
Jake,
time.
Projects? Anything?
Oh, me and Amir have a live show. There's tickets for it at jakeandamir.com. It's on February 24th. It's a live version of the If I Were You podcast. Come check it out.
Marika, plugs?
Listen to all the new Headgum podcasts that are coming out. Hobby Hunter, I think, is the last one that just came out. Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Follow my Twitter to see more sad tweets, I guess.
Marika, Elon, Pyle? Anything you want to pile on, plugs-wise?
Please, please buy ads on our shows. Go to gumball.fm.
Oh my God.
Please, we need the money. No one's giving us any money anymore.
Daddy, chill.
See, all these sound buttons are fresh to him. That sounded so desperate, I might have to cut it out. We have to give the illusion that we're doing well. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. We'll catch you guys again next week. Thank you guys for coming on, and have a great long weekend. Pyle, you have any Valentine's Day plans to leave us off with?
Nope.
Catch you on the flip.
Diesel.
So awful.
That was a HeadGum Original.